praise God forever. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we just praise you. Lord, we just praise you in the name of Jesus, thanking you and praising you, which we could never do enough. But we do thank you and praise you, Father God. You are wonderful, and you sure do take care of your children, Father God. Appreciate it, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to speak through this message. Let it be you, Father God, and not me. And Lord, I ask you to have listening hearts and ears for your children, Father, to illumine their hearts and minds, Father God, to take in what the Spirit is saying. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. So thank you, Carla. Sorry. Because I had about 10 minutes, and now I get it. Never mind. You know what I'm trying to say. She helped me. Okay, I'm going to, Pete John, praise your way to breakthrough. Praise your way to breakthrough. Okay. Psalms 63:3 says, because your loving kindness is better than life, because your loving kindness is better than life, I love that right there, my lips shall praise you. So I thought that was good to start out with that. I just like that. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips will praise you, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips. That's the rest of it. Okay. Isaiah 61:3 says, put on the garment of praise. Y'all know this one. 61:3, Isaiah, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. The spirit of heaviness is the devil. Okay, I thought I'd just get that out of the way. Okay. Praise casts off oppressive works of darkness. When you put on the garment, no hostile elements can penetrate the garment of praise. The garment repels that heavy spirit. And so I just seen this little ditty and I thought I'd throw it in. Okay. So when distressed, be dressed with the garment of praise. Okay. Okay, now I really have had a lot of teaching on praise. I just probably read it or gravitate to it or something in the years. So praise, I learned, is a weapon against the devil. Of course, there's all sorts of things, praising him, worshiping because he is God, but praise being a weapon against the devil. When Ish worked, sometimes he does, you know. When Ish worked, he's retired now, and he'd go out of town, I admit I was uneasy. Well, fear gripped me. I felt an actual presence on my chest, and fear is an actual presence. Fear is a real thing. I started praising the Lord, started praising. And really and truly, after about 10 to 20 minutes, I felt that lift right off my chest because the word works. And God is always there to help you. Anyways, but I kept on praising anyways because I know the devil hates it. So I just gave him a little dose. Okay. Now, the devil doesn't give up easy. Every time Ish left to go out of town, that fear would try to grip me again. I did the same thing. I praised. One time he was going to be gone a whole week. I filled up my arsenal. I had scripture plastered all over my desk, so if I just walked up to my desk, there was in big letters all over my desk, and I could just start reading off this. And a few of them I read is, fear not, for I am with you. You are my help and my shield. No evil shall befall me. Just all over my desk, okay? And then I would praise, okay? And it always left, okay? Now, Psalms 22:3-4 says, you are wholly enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted in you, and you delivered them. Notice these verses ties three words together. Praise, trust delivered. Sounds like a praise breakthrough to me. Okay, I was kind of trying to get that all through this thing as a praise breakthrough. Now, the Hebrew word for praise is hallel. And if I say it, it's H-A-L-E-L, hallel, okay. The most primitive meaning of hallel is to cause to shine. So with our praise, we are throwing the spotlight on our glorious God, who is worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. And I'm going back to Psalms again because David praised all the time. Psalms 9:1. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. That is an act of your will. I will. It didn't say God would do it for you. It says, I will praise you, O Lord. Remember that. It's an act of your will. Okay. Psalms 18:3. I didn't know it, but I've always sang this song. But I've always sang the song, but I found out it is an actual scripture. Psalms 18:3. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I love that scripture. I love the song. And I usually sing that song just for that reason, okay? Okay. Now, I remember at my church in Ozark, we sang, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. You know that, y'all, most people know that. God didn't give me a spirit of fear. Okay, it's a little song. And I think this was about 1989. Well, I was going to Michigan to visit my mom. I went there once a year. And I would fly into Metro Airport in Detroit. Wait, just a minute. And I'd fly on Northwest Airlines, usually. Okay. And I'd meet him at the station, and we'd hug, and, you know, they'd take me off. And I never really knew where they took me off to. I was just blabbing and hocking, you know, playing, talking to him and everything, you know, probably stumbling. But anyways, now I'm getting back to this, okay. But before we got off the plane, I heard a song. God did not give me a spirit of fear. Well, I hummed it a little. I pondered it. Well, we landed and disembarked, and the waiting room area was empty. I mean, it was just like solid tomb. It was like a tomb. Nobody to run and hug you or anything. Zero. Okay. I didn't know what was going on. So I followed this man because I wasn't used to knowing where I was going because my sister always took me, okay? And so I followed this man. He looked like he knew where he was going. He looked dressed nice. He didn't look like a, you know, anyways, he was dressed nice. And I'm glad he didn't go to the men's room, but anyways, he went down to the lower level in the baggage. I didn't know that. Okay, so I followed him, and the baggage area was a total wreck. I mean, you could hardly even breathe. There's everybody was everywhere. My sister spotted me and we hugged finally. Then I found out from her, there was my type of plane, Northwest Airlines, had just crashed about a block away from the airport. So there was investigators and police and everybody, and they were just trying to keep it, you know, in order, you know what I mean? Okay. So, but think of this. Psalms 32:7 says, you surround me with songs of deliverance. I want to say that again. Psalms 32:7. You surround me with songs of deliverance. Well, he sure does me. I mean, I just really does. Okay, I said that to say this. The song had got in my spirit, and the Holy Spirit had pushed it up to my understanding to give me peace. Amen. That things were not as usual. Okay. Then just recently, now this is just recently. Oh, of course, you know it is recently. Now that was 19, that was a long time ago, but this was just recently. When I just recently heard the FBI invaded Trump's personal home, and the TV commentator said, who's next? You know? And so, like, who's next? But I just for a moment, I was thinking and pondering that, you know, just for a moment, and God poofed up a song. I'm gonna praise in the middle of the storm, louder and louder. You're gonna hear my praises roar. Just and it brought me and it brought me peace. Okay. Now I'm talking about getting praises into your spirit. That's what I'm really kind of talking about, getting praises into your spirit from our praise service. So the Holy Spirit has something to work with. Okay. To give you a song to bring peace or a warning of what's ahead. We sing songs on our church service to usher in the presence of the Lord. And these songs get in our spirit. We sing them usually 3, 4, 5 times. That's fine with me, and many times. So don't miss our praise service. It starts at 10:30. Maybe another for that. Okay, 10:30. I'm talking about praises getting in your spirit. Holy Spirit wants us to be in peace, and Pastor taught on that a couple of weeks ago. It was so good. It was so good. I just never realized that God wanted us in peace that much. I really didn't. I swear I didn't know that He wanted us in that peace that much. Most of the time with me, I'll start out with a song, and then it evolves into singing the tune in tongues most of the time. Okay. And then I heard from a lady, she knew the Holy Spirit since she was like 5 or something, this lady, Ruth Ward Heflin. She says, singing in the Spirit is the quickest way to bring in the glory. Amen. I haven't forgotten that. Okay. Anyways, I always get peaceful when He brings up them songs in me. Now, there is a song called, and you probably know it, I just heard it not too recently, okay. Praise the Pain Away. I heard it on the Gaither program. Praise the Pain Away. And I believe the song was about an emotional hurt. That's what I believe it was about. Anyways, it sure was a pretty song. It was beautiful. Okay, now this is true. I have literally praised physical pain away. And that's the truth. I really have. I mean, God loves praise. Yes. Okay. Psalms 103:2 says, forget not all His benefits. Don't forget your benefits at Christ's expense. He says that in Psalms 103, do not forget His benefits. And lately I've been really meditating on the word benefits. If he did all that stuff, why shouldn't we take advantage of His benefits? He wants us to. He really does. Okay, I was just being a doer of the word. Pastors just taught on that. I was just being a doer of the word and not forgetting His benefits of praise. We are taught that praise is a weapon. And so I came against that pain with my weapon of praise, and I got a breakthrough. Now, okay. Now, Psalms 150:6 says, let everything, so this doesn't leave any of y'all out, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. I quote that a lot, especially when Satan's trying to really come against me when I start praising, and you'll do that when you first start out, he'll really try to put the brakes on, you know. And then I quote that scripture. I says, let everything that has breath, and I have breath, and I go at it. I just start praising. And you know, praise pleases God. And He said, forget not that it is a weapon against the enemy. That is one of the benefits Jesus gave us. 2 Chronicles 20:21-22. This is about Jehoshaphat crying out to God. There were multitudes of enemies coming against him, and this is what he said to God. God, we have no power against this great multitude, and we do not know what to do. Have you been there? I said, have you been there? But our eyes are on you. God said, send the praise singers in first. Now listen, I heard something funny the other day. It was on one of the pastors on YouTube. He says, just think about this for a minute. He says, okay, send the praisers in first. And they're looking like, what about the guys with the sword and the big shield about this big? What about them? Anyways, send the praisers in first. And they went in. And listen to this, when they began, just when they began, praise the Lord for his mercy endures forever, God immediately sent ambushes against the enemies. And listen to this, it took them 3 days to gather up the spoils, there was so much. That was a praise breakthrough. Okay, we sing in this church, I raise a hallelujah in the presence of my enemies. Heaven comes to fight for me. My weapon is a melody. I love that song. Okay, now, Bethel Music CEO Joel Taylor, his 2-year-old son had E. coli virus, and he was in a crisis mode. Then their 4-year-old daughter got it. The worship leader had heard about it, Jonathan Helzer. He dove into prayer, and when he heard the baby was most likely not going to make it, out of his gut, this song came out. I raise a hallelujah louder than the unbelief, yeah, in the presence of my enemies. Yeah. Heaven comes to fight for me.
Yeah.
Woo! It's a powerful. And you know what? I believe they sang it and sang it and sang it and sang it and set, and heaven came down to fight for that boy. That's just my opinion. Anyways, the song was birthed that day. And good news is that little boy is fine as can be, and so is his sister. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That was a praise breakthrough. Okay. This is my last one, I think. Okay. Testimony. Okay. This was about 1991 or 92. My septic tank field lines were blocked. And the reason why I know they were blocked is because me and my husband were married for 18 years, and we had dug them up twice because we didn't want to cut down this beautiful pecan tree. And the lines went right by that pecan tree, from our house right by it, you know. And so the first time we dug it ourselves, oh, I don't want to talk about it. It was horrible, horrible. It was horrible. You have to dig so far down, find the field. And when we found them first few lines, this was an older woman that we bought this home from. They were cement. They weren't this PCP pipe, if I'm saying it right, PCP. What? PCB? Anyways, you know what? They were cement, though. And we picked it up, and we had to crack it with the shovel. Thick. I mean, you couldn't get nothing through there. That was the first time we dug it up. About 6 years later, it happened again. Toilet wouldn't go down, tub wouldn't go down, okay? So I knew that's, when this happened, I knew that's what it was, okay? Okay. So I'm divorced now. Now I'm divorced in 1990. I'm divorced, and this happened in 91 or 92. I'm divorced, and I work from 10 to 7. I get home at 7 in the morning, and I stood on a little stool so the black crud that came in, because it wouldn't go down, wouldn't get on my feet. Okay. Anyway, and so when I got home, I took my shower around 2, but I'm, you know, and then at 2 in the afternoon, then all the way around to 7 in the morning. Okay. It would seep down 17 hours, seep down a little bit, okay? Then I would come home and get the glug, glug out of the tub. Okay. So this one morning, this is what I'm gonna tell you. I did not do this for a breakthrough. I did not do this for a breakthrough. I did not do this to worship God. I have to be honest. Neither one of them I did it for. I just was doing my ordinary thing, a cleaning the tub. And when I cleaned the tub, I thought, well, I'll do the walls. But the thing of it is I was singing all the time. I was singing, didn't even know what I was singing. Just singing all the time. Cleaning. Songs probably that I heard in my church service, I'll be honest with you. Okay. And then I would take this little pot of water, and I trying to get some of the stuff, you know, down and everything. Well, Patty loves it. Out of the corner of my eye, because here's the sink and here's the tub, small bathroom, okay. Out of the corner of my eye, I seen something going, shh. And I looked at it again, and so I took my little tub, and shh. Yeah, praise God! And then I went over there and turned on my tub. And it did it again. It just went crazy. Shh. I had a miracle. You know what? I didn't know it till this day. I had a miracle. That was a miracle. Because I didn't do it on purpose or do it for a praise. But I'm telling you, God loves us and He loves to hear praise. And maybe a praise made Him happy that day or something. Praise God forever. I just thank you for it, Father, forevermore. And David said, I will praise the Lord. It's an act of your will. Prayer, praise pleases God. Glory to God. Give God the glory. Give God the glory.